We evolved and we ascended and we became galactic beings, and maybe we moved on different planets and we spread out. But then there, I believe that there was a war between the galaxies.
Hello, Wisdom Seekers.
I'm Jeanette Yvonne.
And I'm Alex, and together we channel the Ascended Masters to discuss, share, and illuminate ancient knowledge for practical modern embodiment and learn how to apply this ancient wisdom to support the collective awakening. Join us in our multidimensional conversations. Let's dive in, shall we? I was going to ask exactly because I've heard this before of Earth being very important. In this way that it's sort of, okay, it's not the center of the universe, but it's very important for a lot of species in the universe. So, we'll talk again about why that is or why they picked Earth. I'm very interested in knowing
Okay,
why they
so
picked it, but I feel like
no,
that's another
it's
sort of
funny. It's okay. So if it's really funny, I was just thinking this as I was doing my hair for right now, for today. So I was like, if I were to explain this, it could be a whole episode in
There you
itself.
go.
But
Far knowing.
real quickly, if we want to. And this is what I believe from my memories when they activated, and I saw my patterns, my history, my personal history. But I believe so Earth is very unique because it's a living library. It's an actual like organic Akashic records that also connects with the 3D. So you know how they say like water has memory? And trees have consciousness and all of this, and the trees have been here forever, so they really hold a lot of memory. Like,
I see.
that's where you get the symbol of the tree of life and stuff like that. So this is really a biological library that anyone from anywhere, if we touch a plant, we touch the ground, we touch water, we drink water, we ingest, we actually can attune and channel information from the earth. So it's a very precious entity. You've also heard too that maybe Arcturians and all of that, they are actually just future selves of us, or like there was cycles of Earth. There was things living here, and we evolved and we ascended and we became galactic beings, and maybe we moved on different planets and we spread out. But then there, I believe that there was a war between the galaxies, and it originated with something that happened here in the first Earth cycle, or not even first, but the one right before us, or some, it happened in the Earth cycle. So we kind of are trapped time travelers. We're coming back to Earth to kind of resalvage this energy. I think Earth was almost dying, and there was also a galactic war again with the reptilians and Pleiadian, like a lot, and they were going to destroy Earth. So we're all of us in the galaxy are connected. We all kind of were birthed and originated, I feel, from. So this is the hub, it's the core, and we all kind of would hate to see it being destroyed, and it can create such a beautiful life and a connection like it is with all of us now that we really can't do, I think, on other planets, and that's why we're kind of like coming back. But we're all of us, all the souls and entities are coming back to really help reestablish Earth's like energy again. It's almost just like in life, we use the resources, we get drained, and even there's a time in our evolution where we have to start healing. We have to heal and give back. The child can make a big mess, and then as we get older and ascend, and from a micro point of view to macro, then we learn, oh, we have to clean up our own mess. There's cause and effect, and there's so but only we can do it. So I think the galaxy as a whole is coming together to kind of clean it up, so that it can continue on. And we also, I feel like, well, it just stopped. So I think that is for another day.
All
There's
right.
more there.
Yes, I have so many questions.
Because I was circling back to the beginning part, And then that's when I was like, no, that was enough.
All right. Okay.
What
we'll
was
save
the
it.
Question? Why was Earth important, or why? I forgot the
Yeah. Why Earth? But
yeah,
it's interesting because like the picture that I.
It holds the memory of it's a huge Akashic for the universe.
That's cool.
We don't want to lose that knowledge and wisdom and experience.
Right. Oh my God, I have so many questions. But like a picture that came into my mind was like going back to a high school reunion and like apologizing to the people that, you know, you bullied, and then that is changing the course of their lives after that. You see what I mean? This is just a picture that
yes.
I had when you were saying about like coming back here to sort of not fix things necessarily, but just sort of change
That's
maybe
what
the
it
trajectory.
is. That's what it is. That's what you, yeah, you needed to say that because now the other stuff's coming back. So it is, it's just like, even, you know, on the most micro level, we're healing our individual lives,
right.
our, what we perceive as our self or our identity. But if you really, the more you expand your awareness, you realize that this is happening on a galactic level as well. We are
Right.
just the microcosmic aspects that we're tuning into of the whole. The
Right.
whole and the oneness is actually wanting to come in union and heal together. So I love that you said that, because that's really the main point is, like I said, we almost destroyed Earth. I think it's everyone's responsibility, even as different species in the galactic. Like, we're all like, okay, yeah, we need to step in and all collaborate and all
Right.
heal together. So really now, that's what we need to really, as above, so below, is as it's trickling down the levels and dimensions of reality, now we're back to Earth. It needs to happen on Earth. That's
Right.
like the last flip of the switch, is peace on Earth, union on Earth, oneness within humanity.
Right.
And so that's what we're really doing. We're working to heal it on the physical level, the 3D levels. And it's good to tune into the higher dimensions so we understand the path, we understand the purpose, but we still got to come back here and be grounded and do the actions and do the physical work, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're here for,
Right.
right?
Each of us
We're
doing it for
embodying.
ourselves.
But
You know,
yeah, we come here,
yeah.
we tune into a lot of our karma and a lot of the astral, and there was an astral war too that's gotten cleaned up, which is now allowing everyone to kind of step into their purpose a little more clearer, because they know their purpose. But again, it was all part of the process. It was all part of the plan, all part of the divine timing. It was all written in the stars.